Here we go.
Healthy board. Thank you, sir.
Start the problem.
Start the clock. Which is fitting for this.
This is, yeah. Hell yeah, bud.
Yeah, so welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Hi.
I am going to preface it this with good morning, and it should be Monday, because I know somebody who picks the dates that they release these.
So. Yeah, we have a pattern, if you all haven't figured that out
yet. In case you're wondering. you know, man, I was thinking, you know, since I got up really early for work one day and
one fucking time and the guy's having revelations.
And yeah, man, I mean, it only takes once, man. And but you know, people who are in the construction industry and in the things that we do, they're on the road 4:35 o'clock in the morning, man. Mm-hmm. On a Monday, carpe diem, motherfuckers. Like, fucking smash your day. Don't be upset. Fuck this traffic. Wake up, all right? If you're listening to us to get your daily dose of fucking energy, here you go.
It's that. I tell everybody at work, because we do safety meetings on Mondays.
Yeah.
So I tell all the kids at work and anybody that's going to present, it's the Monday morning mentality.
Right.
The triple M, the Monday morning mentality. All these guys have Monday morning mentality.
Yeah.
You got to get them out of it. You don't have to be some fucking hype man, but like, everybody's thinking about something else.
Yeah.
So you can beat that Monday morning mentality. Yeah. Fucking A. Good for you.
Fucking let's go. Let's stop looking at everything so negatively in the mornings, man. On Mondays, like, oh, not another fucking Monday. But like, look at it like, fuck, it's Monday, man. Fucking Shattered Boys, the podcast is coming out. Be excited.
Dude, I've been listening to Jocko.
Yeah.
Like, Jocko's book, Extreme Ownership, I read it. Everybody should read that fucking book.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But then he has, so he talks about freedom is discipline, or discipline is freedom.
Right.
And he has a little thing on Apple Music, and it was like discipline. It's some like discipline book.
Okay.
So I was listening to it. They're short tracks. They're like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's him just like, donuts are poison. Like, don't eat that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it, like, every day is an opportunity.
You're supposed to play those while you sleep.
Are you?
Yeah, probably. It's supposed to bleed in there somehow.
I'm listening to it while I'm driving. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Like, I don't want any donuts.
Fuck, I don't want it. I didn't. Somebody brought donuts, and I was like, Jocko says those are poison. I'm not going to eat a donut.
I think a heartburn from those. Fuck off.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. Yeah.
The glaze? Fuck off.
Oh, dude. So good, but it burns so bad.
A glazed donut and a glass of milk, man. Fucking call it a day for me, dude. That's my jam.
Oh, yeah.
JJ's over here laughing at me. You know. I'll have two glazed donuts. That's what I like to eat.
She's like, one, huh?
They can see you. Yeah, I like two donuts. All right, don't fucking judge me, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, hey, man, live your fucking best life, all right? Fucking.
Hey, if it's a two donut day,
fucking... I mean, you know, maybe I skip lunch. I don't know.
You just run an extra mile?
Yeah. It's better to eat your calories in the morning than it is at night, all right?
Start with junk food and end with a salad. I don't know what to fucking tell you, man. I'm not a health expert.
It's balance.
It's balance, yeah.
So what do we got here?
What you got there? We got another bottle from our fantastic friends, Dustin and Michelle from Clay Ellum.
I want to meet them.
They will be here in August.
Really?
Yes.
What are we doing in August?
I think
meeting our new friends?
End of August. He's a Navy vet, too. You'd like
him. Is he?
Yeah, he's Dustin's dope.
Okay, cool.
So is Michelle. Michelle will motherfuck you and giggle. It's my favorite thing.
You know who added us on the socials? Your old neighbor, Parnakian.
Oh, Jeff Parnakian,
Jeff Parnakian, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
He fucking added us. JJ's like, oh, Jack's friend added us. So.
Shout out to Doc Jeff Parnakian.
He's a doctor?
He was a corpsman in the Navy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he can come on the show, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to get him on here. He was the one that suggested on one of the polls that he's like, dude, you have to have your dad on the show.
Okay.
No one wants to listen to a fucking cop.
Well, then get your fucking medic ass on here, you motherfucker.
Yeah, buddy.
So, another bottle from our dear friends, because we're all friends now. If they're sending us shit, they're sending it to us, and we appreciate it. So this is a distiller's reserve, so this must be like private barrel shit too.
Yep, so it's from that same place we got that.
Yeah, from the Heritage Distilling Co. out in Washington.
Uh-huh. Bigger bottle.
Bigger bottle, yeah. This is $7.50, so they listened. Yeah. Appreciate you guys.
We're fucking alcoholics, man. What do you, they sent me that $3.75. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
So this is 100 proof, and that is, if you cut that right in half, 50%. So yes, there you go for all you math fucking whizzes out there.
Your math is mathing.
And my math is mathing. So it's blended whiskey number 16, which means nothing to me, but okay. Bottle date was February 24th of 2023.
Nice.
Been bottled for a minute.
Been sitting there for a year.
Huh. All right. So it's 85% bourbon, 15% rye. And it was aged for 2 years in new charred oak. So I have high hopes for this. It is a screw top, though, so I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
We've been fooled by screw tops before, though.
Yes.
We've also been screwed by cork tops.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
But when you said he was going to send us something, I did kind of have my hopes up on that fucking...
I thought he was going to send a big bottle of the other stuff, but that Dustin, he's a squirrely one.
Hmm. Smells like we can drink it.
Smells good?
Yeah, it smells really good. Dustin and Michelle, dude. I got something for you when you come visit, I promise.
A big hug.
Yeah. And maybe a good bottle of wine. Yeah. They're not big drinkers, right?
They're not big drinkers. We should see. Maybe we'll see what we can get them to drink.
Bring some Dofo.
Yeah.
I'll bring some top shelf shit.
Yeah, man. So you want to pull a question today?
Yeah, I'll do the honors.
You might as well.
That one said trips. You know what? Fuck it. I'll go with this big one here.
Yeah. That'll work. We still need more questions, you fucking assholes. I know you want to know all kinds of things.
Yeah, dudes. Dudettes. Oh, this is a big paper. Not so much.
Jeez.
If you were told you would get $1 million to play either one professional football or one professional hockey game, what would you pick?
Hockey.
Like, at our ability right now?
I would play hockey as a goalie, 100%. Because, A, you don't have to skate a bunch. I can't ice skate anyways, but I could probably just fucking float there on my pads.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good with my glove hands, and I played goalie before, so I could probably not get hit as much as I would in football, unless I was a punter. I mean, like, fuck, which one pays more?
They both pay a million? $1 million, yeah. If we're playing football, I mean, come on. I'm the punter.
Yeah.
You're like a lineman.
Yeah, I'm like a lineman. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm good. I don't want to have to fucking work that hard.
I can ice skate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I think I'd play hockey.
Yeah. I mean, if it's the same $1 million, they didn't say you had to be good at it.
Yeah. And hockey, I mean, they rough each other up a lot.
Yeah.
But football, like, you're getting hit every play.
Yeah. Yeah. No, dude. And if I had somebody like Doty on my team where I'm like, hey, man, that guy over there is talking shit, and I can't skate over there to fight him.
Go fight that guy for me. Bring him over here.
Yeah. Bring him to the parking lot where I'll fight him in shoes.
I'll finish him off.
You want to do our shameless shit right now?
Yes. YouTube. We're going to push YouTube. We want you folks to get on there.
Yeah, we want you on YouTube.
Check out our videos. Subscribe, like, same thing like you do on Spotify and all the other podcasters. Yeah, if you like and
subscribe all of our things, we appreciate you more.
Yeah, that's fucking rad. So go on YouTube, check us out. TikTok, we've got a bunch of TikToks out. I do not have a TikTok, so I think we get a lot of...
I don't have a TikTok either. I have Shattered Wisdom TikTok.
Yeah. Instagram, Shattered Wisdom Podcast. Obviously, I'm Shattered Wisdom _Jack. He's Shattered Wisdom _Jarrett. X, Shattered Wisdom, shatteredwisdom.com. Check out the event, shatterwisdom.com, especially for the events. Top Golf, June 1st.
June 1st. Happening. Going down.
It's going down for real. We've sold some tickets already. We've got some folks coming, so
we do, yeah. Some of our good friends, and we did a giveaway and I affectionately call him Little Mike, but you know, he's a person, so his name's Mike.
Yeah, he's not little. Mikey. He's like 6'1".
No, Mike's little. Mike's my small friend.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he was taller than me.
No. Little Mike is my smaller friend.
Never mind.
He might be as tall as David.
Okay.
And David's a short friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I digress.
Yes. What else? Frenchie puppies?
Frenchie puppies are coming. That fucking bitch is pregnant for sure.
Miss Crystal Chandelier is worse than before.
Yeah, she and she doesn't get up for shit now, bro. She just lays there, and I'm like, move. And she just looks at me. I'm like, okay.
She's a little fatty, too. Yeah. She's turning into a five-gallon bucket with legs.
She's not going to be able to walk soon.
I'll have to fashion up some. I'll make some... some little like creeper seat. She just put her belly on and just put her fucking toes out.
That might have to come. Perfect. We might have to do that. So while we've got you guys here today, we are going to talk about scammers.
Yes.
So if you've never gotten a scam phone call, I promise you those Amazon gift cards that you bought are not coming back. So you've been scammed. Yeah. If you don't know that you've been called by a scammer, I guarantee you have been called by a scammer.
Yeah. Or you're not listening to this podcast because you live off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and don't feel bad if you've been scammed. I mean, it's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
Learn from it.
Well, and they get more and more creative.
They are fucking forever making new shit up that you're like, that sounds possibly, you know, maybe a thing.
Yep.
And if you're a person who's scared of, you know, oh man, it's the IRS and they're going to come take all my shit, you know, I'll just pay this fine or whatever, you're a little more apt to do that, and they realize that.
Yeah.
So so our bullet points up here are fucking amazing.
Yeah. I think we should start with the Nigerian Prince one.
The Nigerian, yeah.
Because
yeah.
That was kind of like the OG.
Right. Yeah, that was number one.
So you would get the email, so-and-so, this Nigerian, I say Nigerian prince, now there's a million different ones of them, but they have X amount of dollars for you, and it was millions. Oh, they have millions of dollars for you, they just need you to send a certain amount of money to file the paperwork or something like that, and then they'll release the funds to you.
Yeah.
And you would get them often. I think I still get them sometimes. It's kind of dying out. It's a dying art if you're out there, you Nigerian prince somewhere. You never reached me, but
hey man, I'm still waiting.
I know you're waiting on my money, but I'm waiting on that FaceTime.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it.
But I was watching a show, Intervention. Mm-hmm. And this was years ago. Guy was an alcoholic or drug addict or something, but he was in deep with this Nigerian prince shit. Mm-hmm. And there's videos of him, and he was, hey, you know, cause the show follows people around their day to day life. And he's like, hey, you know, I sent you $2,500 and you guys said you were going to send me this and I got a letter and it popped something up and it said, you know, Dale has spent over $15,000 on this and he doesn't realize it's a scam. And the guy, I mean, he's on the phone with him and there's a person talking to him.
Huh.
And he's just getting scammed and he's just falling for this shit over and over and over again. So it works.
Oh, 1,000%. If it did not work, you would not get so many phone calls.
Oh yeah.
They're ideal target is older people, right? Obviously, or young people.
Yeah.
People who don't know better, you know. And so one thing about me, man, is I will answer my phone and I will fuck with you. If you call me for some kind of scam, I'll answer.
I take every phone call I get now because I get a lot of phone calls from people that get my number from somebody.
Right.
And so I answer every phone call.
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of them. As soon as I get them, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
No, I see fucking scammer possibility. I'm answering that motherfucker for sure. Because if I'm taking up your time, you're not fucking some old lady right now.
Yeah.
So I will, if I'm in the truck, because I get bored, bro. I just drive. If I'm in the truck and I don't have any phone calls coming in, you know, if I get a phone call, then I'll hang up on them or whatever. But if I have, like, no phone calls, if I'm driving between job sites, I will talk to these motherfuckers. And I'll tell them I'm a 78-year-old fucking divorcee.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude, I'm like, yeah, no. And they're like, oh, do you control your own money? I'm like, yeah, I absolutely think I control my own money.
Oh, they're like, I got him.
They're like,
I got him.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like, you know, then I'll tell them like, oh, like, I feel like I owe you now, man. Like, and I've had scammers send me their personal Venmo or Cash App. They've sent me their Cash Apps. I'm like, oh, I think I owe you some money, man. Let me fucking throw you some money in there. They're greedy ass motherfuckers, bro. And these dudes are sending me shit. And if I knew how to hack that, oh man, I'd rob these motherfuckers blind.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't. I don't have the technology. But but I take these things in case one day somebody's like, hey, you know, you can report that or fuck that up or do whatever the case. So so if you're out there and you're a hacker and you're good at that shit, I've got some dudes fucking cash apps if you want it.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude. So they're just greedy fuckers, man. And so the majority of the scams, right, are gift cards.
Yes.
Right? Hey, go. They're demanding too. Like, go to Walmart right now.
Yeah.
Send me a picture when you get there. I need proof. You know, and it's like, aren't you calling me about my fucking phone bill?
Yeah. Why am I paying you with an Amazon gift card?
Yeah. Yeah. Or fucking, you know, oh, we sent you too much money, whatever the case is. You know, and there's hackers and people who set these people up and give them access to their computers to scram through their shit and upload viruses and all the things. And I'm not that guy. I can turn on a computer and I can do my thing, but I'm not hacking you while you're hacking me. You know, I'm not that guy. But but gift cards, man, are always the thing. Mm-hmm. Except for I've had a guy tell me to send money, cash, in a book, in different pages of the book, like $10,000.
Really? For what? Do you remember?
No. But they'll give you an address. So somebody is sitting on the other side of that waiting for that package to get delivered. And I've read and watched shows about this that it's sometimes like it's like an Airbnb address. Uh-huh. And the people will hang out and wait for the post office to come. So, you know, they're catching those guys doing that too. And that
that seems not very smart. Like, send it to this physical address.
Yeah.
I think if there was enough of them, you'd be like, hey.
Right.
Let's send the police.
Yeah. So, but they change all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He told me to throw $10,000 into a book, and I was like, I don't know, man. This thing's kind of thick. I don't know if the money will fit. Oh, yeah. he's like, it doesn't matter. It just fucking, so I'm fucking with this guy, you know, and then, you know, whatever happens, I'll get to the end, and I'll be like, hey, man, go fuck yourself, or whatever the case.
Yeah.
But I love to do that. That's my favorite pastime, and JJ hates it. She's like, stop taking their calls. I'm like, no, because they're going to hang up and call somebody else. And what if they get somebody on the other line who doesn't know better?
Well, and you know that, like, we've talked about, like, elderly people are just ripe for the picking.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
The other one on here, too, that we put is the FBI.
Yeah.
But this one makes me laugh because it's so...
They're foreign as fuck.
They're so foreign, and the language is so butchered. And it's like...
It doesn't even make sense.
FBI is surrounding you now. You must give up, or we will kick door down and take you to jail. And I'm like, okay.
Please reply.
This is like you wrote it on a talk to, like a spell to text. Mm-hmm. Like, this is horrible. Sure.
Yeah.
Which address? Do you want to come to my job site?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I will go outside.
Hey, kick that door in. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm right here, dude. Please. Yeah. Come see me.
So I've even heard of like hackers will get like your name, like your personal information. Mm-hmm. And they'll look up like your family members and they will say like, oh, hey, this person's in jail.
Yes.
And fucking they need this money to get out.
Yes.
And if you hit an old elderly person with that, they are going to pay it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, like, these dudes just endless scam. Like, if this thing doesn't work or this thing stops fucking being the cash cow, they're right on to the next.
Well, what's funny, too, is I go by Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is not actually Jack.
No.
And for
we learned that.
It's
Johnny fucking Frostbite. It's
Johnny fucking Frostbite. I mean, if you know, you know. So when they call and they ask for John, I go, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we figuring out here, folks? Because... Yeah. It's not me.
No.
So that's an easy way for me. Mm-hmm. But usually you get that, like, and we were laughing and joking earlier before we started recording, is JJ was saying, like, now because it's tax season, mm-hmm. you're getting all this, you owe this much money in taxes. Yeah. Like, I have my taxes done by a fucking CPA.
Yeah, it's professional.
His name is Leonard. I've been going to him for 15 years.
Yeah.
I know that he's got my stuff squared away.
Yeah. And if there was a problem, they'd call him.
Yeah, and he's very conservative. Like, I can't write shit off with Leonard, so I know I'm okay.
100%, you're fucking set. Yeah.
And if I'm doing something wrong, he's probably going to call me first.
Yeah, and the IRS, you know what they want? Amazon gift cards.
Yes.
Hey, pay the IRS back. with gift cards.
Hey, and by the way, the IRS doesn't call you.
No.
They send you letters.
They are snail mail. They are fucking, you'll get a letter in the mailbox.
Yeah, they will send you a letter that says you owe us 75 cents.
Yes.
Then you can write back and say, it cost you $9 to send me that letter, but let me give you 3 quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, or they'll send it out so late that they're like, you owed us 75 cents. Please wait for next notice.
Next notice. Now you owe 95.
Like, yeah, exactly. Fuck. They just bug the shit out of me, man, because they take advantage of people and they have no conscience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, like taking somebody's grandmother's fucking savings, her life savings, dude, and you're just fucking throwing that shit down and you just don't care. Like, I just don't get it.
That's what I don't understand. And they don't care. You nailed it on the head. Like, they don't care who they get money from.
Yeah.
They just want to get that money.
Yeah.
And they don't care who it hurts. It's insane.
Yeah. When it's a multi-billion dollar a year organization.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that they're so, like, the ones that I watch, and I'm not going to categorize all this, but, like, the centers that are, some of them are based in India.
Yep.
Because we have no jurisdiction there.
No.
So we have no recourse to go over there and be like, hey, you're scamming these people. Give them their money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are they going to do?
Yeah, come by. Yeah, yeah.
You know, unless we start dropping fucking drones on these places, might not be a bad idea. Just putting it out there.
No, and so what's funny, I got a call from Walmart yesterday. It was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a new PS5 has been ordered on my account.
Yeah.
To the sum of $900 and something. And
they don't even cost that, but okay.
I don't know what they cost, but I know I don't have a Walmart account, and I know I didn't order a PS5, and it was a recording, and I just went bloop and hung up on it when fuck you, I don't have time for this shit, but I know you're a fucking scam.
Yeah, so if you've ever got one of those, we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, yeah.
I took those guys all the way to the end of a phone call.
Nice.
I told them that I had a 2023, so it's brand new. So my warranty could not be expired.
No.
Ford Raptor with 78,000 miles on it.
God damn, man.
Just rambling shit.
Like a long haul trucker. Yeah. What are you doing in a year?
This was probably in 6 months about the time they called me. So I'm like, oh man, that would make sense if my warranty's out. I drive too much and so I'm fucking blowing smoke up these people's ass. And, you know, then they transfer you up and up and up because they think that they've got you.
And the guy's like, we can extend your warranty for about $1,800 a month. And we take payment plans, you know, like what? And I was like, yeah, man, I don't know. That sounds like a lot of money.
He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm really not interested. And he motherfucked me.
Really?
And I was like, look here, you piece of shit. Like, I just took 45 minutes of your fucking day that you can't scam somebody else because I was bored. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, no, and that's why I'll answer these calls, man, because they will get some, like, I don't want them to call my mom, you know, and tell my mom, like, oh, hey, Jarrett's in jail and whatever, and fucking God forbid I'm on a job site with no cell phone service and she can't get a hold of me.
Oh, do you remember the... You got the text messages about your packages.
Yes.
We tried to deliver this package.
Yes.
My dad called me.
Uh-huh.
And my dad's 82, and he's not super hip on technology and all that kind of shit. And he said, hey, did you try to mail me something? I said, don't click on the link.
Yeah.
And he goes, how did you know? I said, it's a fucking scam.
Yeah.
Did somebody say we tried to send you a package and it couldn't be delivered and this, that? He's like, exactly. I said, that's a scam. He said, I didn't click on the link. I said, just fucking delete the message.
Yeah.
It's a scam. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. All right. And I said, if you see those things, just know that they're fucking scams.
Right. And they, so everybody out there, Amazon's not going to text you.
No, fuck no. Like your day, this is Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say.
Hey, bud. This is Jeff, and I think I have a package for you.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Jeff. You really care about your job.
Fire up your rocket. Come get it to me via space.
Yeah, hey, can you drop that off for me at my job site?
Yeah, for real.
Mm-mm.
But it's crazy, and people fucking... They feed right into that kind of shit.
Well, and it's things like that too, right? Where like your parents would be like, I didn't order anything, but maybe somebody tried to send something to my house.
Yeah, and my parents use Amazon often. I mean, that's like, you got to think about this kind of a brilliant thing because who doesn't order stuff off Amazon?
Everybody on this fucking planet does.
And if you're like my wife and your wife, my wife orders so much stuff that when something shows up, she goes, it's like Christmas. She picks it up and kind of like shakes the box.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know what this is. But she'll go, don't, nobody watch me open this. Because she gets a lot of, Kendra starts buying Christmas presents in January.
Yeah.
Of the previous year.
Yeah.
So she'll, she'll open and look and she's like, oh no, these are hair colors or this is soap or this is whatever other shit she gets. And she's, but there's probably four Amazon packages at our door every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If our wives met the people at this Amazon processing center right here, because there's a Amazon store right across the processing center, they'd be like, we know who the fuck you are. We get packages for you daily.
Oh, dude.
And I'm packing your shit daily.
Ken was always like, you think they'll hire me there? I'm like, "That no.
No. Well,
that's like me going to work at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, I'm just, just a bad fucking idea.
All the overtime, she'd be like, how come your paycheck is $5? Because I just put it towards stuff I buy all the time.
I just buy all this stuff, like, I'm just working for free.
I'm working.
Just let me know when I bought that gun.
Yeah, exactly. I will work for gun.
Yeah, man, but they're so creative with this shit. And it's, if it wasn't so diabolical, it'd be genius. Like, if they could use this shit for good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you scam people into good things, but if they could use all of this energy on something good, they would help out. The world would be a better place.
So it's the same thing with, like, drug smuggling. I saw something on, like, cocaine smugglers. And these guys had all this stuff. And they had this huge, long table. And there was, like, a roofing tile. And a baby doll. And an avocado. And a this and a that. And they had all these different items out here. And they go, every one of these is stuffed with cocaine. When they cut them open and they break them open. And they're showing them and all this. And the DEA agent said, some of these are so creative and they're so perfect.
Yeah.
If these people, just like you said, used all that energy and that talent towards doing something good, they could actually make a viable product. It wouldn't obviously make as much money as selling coke.
Not even close.
Because they could probably develop some new cool shit or have something new and cool and awesome if they put their fucking time into it.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, no, and I've seen the cocaine in avocados. I've seen like a, so I'm very fascinated by that, man. And I watched a documentary back in the day. It was called Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Probably my favorite fucking documentary on the planet. You know, and I was very intrigued by that. You know, and you know, I like mafia shit and I like all that kind of shit. Oh, yeah. So I get very interested in it because it's a different side of, you know, when we glorify criminals. I mean, like, that's something we do. But their stories are interesting because they put so much energy into that thing to get around, you know, the law, that if they just came up with something that made them money legally, they'd be fine. And they wouldn't have to go to prison.
Well, and a lot of them are. They're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And they have that very classical business person mentality.
Yeah, 100%.
They run an organization. They have rules and regulations. Yeah. Everybody has a rank and file system. Their accounting, they run it like a business. Yeah. They don't get high on their supply. And
these are not MBA people. I mean, these are run of the mill fucking just people.
School of hard knocks,
bro. Yeah, you're getting an education.
Yes. Have you seen The Drug Years?
Is it on Netflix?
No, fuck. That's an older one. I want to say it was on like VH1.
Really? No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, you should try to find The Drug Years.
Okay.
It's a 7-part series, and I think it's narrated by Dennis Hopper.
Okay.
And they talk about drugs from like the 50s to now. So it goes through like marijuana, when weed was a big deal.
Yeah, when it was the devil's lettuce.
When it was the devil's lettuce, and it starts off, but it does like acid.
Right.
And each show, I want to say it's 7 parts, and each one is on a different one.
Hmm.
So there's like acid, then there's weed, then there's like cocaine, and then there's like crack. And then there's
evolution of just terrible drugs.
Like, then like synthetic drugs, like not party drugs is not the right thing, but like all the drugs from the 80s. And it goes through like the 60 to 70, 70, 80, 80, 90, and
like, into the 2000s. Like, hey, this is what the hippies were doing, and this is what...
Yes. Yeah. But the stories the guys tell I know we're getting off topic here, but it's amazing. You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's called The Drug Years.
I'll check it out. Everybody else check it out too.
So the new one too that I've almost fell for the other day.
Bro, are you thinking about that one?
The fucking Dixon $5 sale.
Yes.
I love Dixon. We rock Dixon. All of us.
Yeah, all of us.
When we go out on like a date night with our wives as a group,
we're all in Dixon.
We're like the fucking flannel gang.
Yeah. This whole neighborhood, everybody that goes out with us has a Dixon.
And we all have different. I've got four of them.
Yeah.
And the problem is I'm a large.
Yeah, and you can't buy those.
I can't fucking find a large Dixon. Whoever Dixon. Shout out to Dixon, by the way, if you listen to us.
We love your product.
I would like you to make some fucking Dixons for me so that I could actually wear them and rock them in large. But yeah, I saw $5 Dixon sale and was like, oh shit.
Jeremy just stepped in the studio with fucking cow shit up to his ankles and on his boots and he's walking through my house.
You look like a fucking ditch digger.
You
know what they say. You know what they say.
What's that?
You dig ditches your whole life, you suck one dick, and you're a fucking dick sucker for the rest of your life.
Fuck you.
Yeah, man. So back to the topic of, Hey, Jeremy, how you doing? Good to see you, brother.
But yeah, I saw that. I'm like, fucking $5 Dixons all day.
Yeah. Oh, I clicked on it. I was like.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was damn. This isn't the Dixon website. It takes you to some other shit. And I was like, I knew it.
I saw it, and I was like. Oh, that's rad! But Dixon's are on sale like $60.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. Never $5.
No.
And I read through the comments, man, and people were tagging Dixon, like, "Hey, man, this is fucking." People are putting your shit out, and you know, and it's a new way of scamming.
Well, sure enough, a little bit later, Dixon was like, "Do not click on these."
Yeah.
We're tracking this down, and I keep seeing new ones.
Yeah.
They keep like coming back and adding them and stuff like that.
Well, because all you have to do is make a new account.
Yeah.
And these guys are masters at, I mean, you fucking make up an email. I mean, it takes you 5 fucking minutes to set up a new account.
Oh, yeah.
And these dudes are, I mean, you could have a robot. You could have a bot that does it for you.
So I'm on a lot of like reloading pages on Facebook, reloading groups and stuff like that. And they'll, you know, because we're out there, they all say like, hey, you can't sell powder or primer or projectiles.
On Facebook. Right.
You can't sell. So if you're in this group, don't advertise it, but if you have reloading equipment, you can sell reloading equipment and shade and all that kind of stuff. And you can put up there like, I need brass for my 300 Weatherby mag, and they'll be like, DM me.
Yeah.
You DM people and all that. But there's a lot of people on there, and they'll just put up a picture of an account and go, this is a scam.
Yeah.
Don't buy from this guy.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. They're this, they're that, they're the other thing. And the thing is they go, hey, do you have PayPal?
Right.
You pay me through PayPal.
Friends and family.
Or pay me through Cash App.
So the thing with PayPal, friends and family, is you cannot request your money back.
Yeah.
Which is why if you do goods and services and you get scammed, you can say like, hey, I got scammed and I want my money back, and they'll give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do friends and family, that's somebody that you're supposed to know.
Yep.
Because they don't take fees out of that. So you're fucked. When you do friends and family, ask fucking David Lil Castro, man. He got banned from PayPal because he was sending too much friends and family. So there's on Facebook as well. There's legit places where you can go, and they call them like razzing and things like this, right? You pick a number 1 through 10. They roll some dice. You win this merch.
You did that, didn't you? For a pair of boots.
That. Yeah, I won my hunting boots on that.
Nice ass fucking hunting boots.
Yeah. So I mean, so it's a legit forum. You know, there's you could search these things out, and there's, you know, there's all kinds of shit on Facebook, and you know, there's rules and guidelines and blah blah blah, but. It you just need to know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
But yeah, David was winning. So David would get in on all kinds of shit. David was in one where you could win gold. Like they would send him a fucking bar of gold, you know, like silver and like things like that.
Yeah.
And he was, I mean, Dave, you know, David, you've met him. he was in it. He was like
100% David.
Yeah. So he's he was all in, man, and PayPal shut him off because he sent only friends and family, because if you send it the other way, you get fees. And when you're paying for something, you know, that somebody doesn't want to pay your fees. If it's a $10 bid and you pay them $10 and they get $9.30 out of it, you know, they're like, it was fucking $10.
Yeah, exactly.
like figure out the tax on your end before you send it. So, so friends and family was an easy way around that, man. But there's a lot of people now who will do that. Send it friends and family. And, they'll scam you. Have you ever tried to sell something? I got a friend who sold a car. My little brother tried to sell his motorcycle. You want $10,000 for it? I'll send you a check for $12,000. Yes. Cash it. Give my guy $2,000 on the bike. And then the check fucking bounces. And then you get fucked on that and you lost $2,000.
So, on OfferUp.
Mm-hmm.
So, I put up my parents have a, if anybody's interested in buying this, a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah.
From the, it's a legit antique from the early 1900s.
It is nice.
It's a two-seater horse-drawn carriage. Yeah. It was called like a doctor's carriage. It's got a little canopy with fringe. It's dope.
Yeah.
If you have a fucking horse to tow it and you're into that shit.
I mean, hey.
DM shatteredwisdom_Jack.
Yeah.
But I put it on OfferUp.
Or, hey, if you work at a Heroes.
Yeah.
And you want to put it in Heroes.
Yeah, we'll hang it from the ceiling.
We'll hang it from the ceiling. Fucking, you guys have, they have carriages and shit in there.
Yeah.
Let us know.
But I get somebody, and I mean, I put this thing up for like, I want to say like $2,500.
Huh?
Like, it was not fucking cheap. I put it up, and in 30 minutes, bing, I hear it. Cha-ching. I'm like, oh shit. Somebody wants this already? Oh my God, I love these horse-drawn carriages. I'm really interested in this. I'm like, okay, well, do you want to come see it? What's going on? Blah, blah. You know, I'd love to, but I'm a stewardess.
Yeah.
And I fly a lot. And I'll put the money in an account for you. I'll send it for you. And I'll have my agent. Somebody was going to act as my agent. And they'll come get it. And you can do that. And I was like, okay, that sounds kind of weird. But let's figure it out. This first time it happened to me. And I was like, I don't know. So I immediately went on Google and Googled like OfferUp scam. And it was the first thing. Dude, like the same fucking script. And I went, oh.
Yeah.
So I responded to him, you're a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing. An hour later, another stewardess hit me up for the fucking thing.
It's like, my new account.
I go, scam. And I just respond, scam. And then fucking sure enough, I got a third one. Scam.
Yeah.
I'm like, you motherfuckers. Like.
Yeah. So.
I think the last one I said, man. You stewardesses really do like horse-drawn carriages. Like,
you got to pull up behind the plane.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So our dear friend Sammy was selling a ring and got a check, you know, for like $12,000. She wanted 10 for it or whatever and got a check for $12,000. So she took it to her bank and she was like, "Is this legit?" And they were like, some numbers were off on the account, like, so it was obviously like fucked with.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, you can cash this, but once it gets rejected, then that money all gets taken out, you know, of your account.
Yeah.
And she was like, not worth it. Like, so out there, people in podcast land, if somebody sends you a check for more than you're asking and they want cash back, scam.
Yeah.
Immediately. Do not fucking do it.
Well, it was funny, too. So we've got AT&T written on the board here.
Yes. We're going to preface this right now. There's a lot of scams. Not everything's a scam.
Not everything's a scam. Now, this, it walked like a duck, and it quacked like a duck, and I thought it was a fucking duck, but it was a goose. So we had AT&T, like, internet and all that kind of shit. We got rid of it, got a better deal with someone else. We'll get into that. And I get a call from AT&T, and it's foreign. It's from an Indian call center. They, hey, so-and-so, I need to talk to John.
Answer, Johnny fucking Frostbite here.
And I go, okay,
what's up? Selling unicorns?
Yeah. You got a unicorn in your garage and shitting rainbows? I said, what's going on? You have an outstanding balance of $129. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I don't. I have a work phone, and it's Verizon, and it's paid for by my company, and you are not calling me on my company's behalf to tell me I owe you $120.
Yeah, hey, John.
Yeah, and they said, no, you have a balance. I was like, no, dude, you're a fucking scam. Bang, hang up on them. I'm like, these motherfuckers and Kendra said the same thing that JJ does. Why do you answer the phone calls?
Yeah,
I said, because I answer every fucking phone call for these, I don't know. Then sure enough, the next day, I'm getting called twice a day. twice a day. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers are persistent. No, I'm like, you're a fucking scam. I don't know what you're talking about. I owe you the shit. Bam, 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 bam. Long story short, Kendra goes, hey, you know those phone calls you've been getting? I said, from AT&T? She goes, yeah. I said, what about them? She said, I actually do owe them $129. I go, what are you fucking talking about? She said, that was one bill I had solely in your name.
Jesus.
And she said, that's why they're calling you. That's why your phone number is attached to it, because that bill is in your name. And it was an outstanding balance because you cancel service. You have, you know, whatever remaining fees. I'm like, well, can you fucking pay them? So they stopped calling me. She goes, yeah, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
3 more days after that, I go, yeah, you pay AT&T? Uh-huh. She said, yeah. I said, no, yeah, but they've been calling me for the last 3 fucking days. She goes, oh, fine. Oh, fucking, she gets on her phone and fucking pays it right then and there. But I'm like, God damn it, Kendra.
Yeah.
I'm beating up these poor Indians at a call center, telling them they're scammers and shit. They're probably like, you're scamming me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You owe me money.
Yeah, fuck you, John.
You know what? Hey, put it in a book and send it to me.
Yeah.
Hey, send that bill in the mail, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, err on the side of caution, everybody. If AT&T is calling you, tell AT&T to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, and do your research. If it smells weird or sounds weird, Google it.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing, too, is there's no Nigerian princes that are going to send you money. There is no need for you to go get gift cards from the grocery store, Apple gift cards or Amazon gift cards or whatever kind of gift cards they're asking
for. They did that actually at my wife's work.
Really?
Somebody got in and an email went out from like the head guy from their boss that said, hey, I need you to go buy, you know, a couple $100 Amazon gift cards.
Really?
And somebody called my wife and said, hey, I got an email from our boss that said we need to go get Amazon gift cards. She's like, it's a scam.
Yeah.
Why would the owner of our company, who makes way more money than any of us,
he's doing all right,
tell you, like, the second to lowest person on the totem pole to go buy gift cards for us? So she had to send out an email to the entire company that said, look, if one of us three, Kendra's number three, if me or the other two don't, like, tell you to go do this in an email, it's not us.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
If you get this, let us know, and we'll talk to our IT department because we've been hacked.
Yeah.
So.
So, I, you know, I work at a large corporation.
Yep.
They will get emails that try to hack in all of the time.
Do you have to do trainings?
Yes.
Cyber attack trainings? Oh, I do have to do them every year, too. Yeah, you say it just like I do. I'm like, this is 6 hours of my life.
Yeah. If I don't know who it's from, I just fucking delete it anyways. If it's important, you'll send me another one.
Here's the biggest thing I've learned from that. The name, you'll hover your mouse over the name.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you the email account that it's from.
Yeah.
And if it's a bunch of fucking jargon, which it usually is, it looks like my dog typed in an email address. That's not fucking real.
No. And if it's somebody from, say, pretend to be from your company and you hover on it and it's at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Here's your sign. I don't know what to fucking tell you, man. Like, don't fall for it, guys, because these guys are making a killing on it. Clearly making a fucking killing on it, because people fucking still do it.
Dude, you've got one up here. Is the hackers that fuck with scammers and the people. Yes. So, like, Reddit has pages dedicated to this, and you can read. People do, like, a screenshot of their text message exchange and stuff with these people. It's fucking rad.
Have you seen the guy who sends out the glitter bombs with the fart spray?
Yes.
So he sent that to scammers. Like, when they're like, hey, send us money or whatever. He sends that, you know, and he has cell phones in it recording the whole time. And,
I've
watched him. He's got a YouTube channel, man. And he, like, he'll team up with other ones. There's like 5 different people that I follow who are really good on computers. And there's even one guy on Facebook who has like a master's in cyber. I don't know what the fuck he has, but anyways, they tell you not to do this stuff, but they will they'll get on these guys' fucking computers and open their camera on and like put them on their screen, because you have to share your screen. Yeah. And they'll put a picture of that guy on their screen. The guy will be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't like this, do you?
I've seen that, but they go further and go, this is where you're at. This is your address. Yeah. This is your personal IP. I know you got a VPN, and I went around all that. And this is really where you are and what you're doing. And then they get real, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just, I'm trying to make money on this, on that. They start fucking backpedaling. Yeah. It's like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah. No, and there's this one guy I watch on YouTube. I should have fucking looked this up, but it doesn't matter. And he will change his voice. He's got a voice changer.
Yeah.
Change his voice and be like a grandma, right? And then he'll talk to him, and he will be simultaneously erasing their files of numbers and people that they've potentially scammed. And because when a scammer gets you on the hook and they scam you, they pass your information on because you're scammable.
Okay.
So he's in there deleting all this fucking information, but he also has like their phones at the call center tracked. So he can see when that call center is calling somebody else to scam them. So he will then, you know, fucking chime in on those people like, hey, that's a scam, don't answer the phone, like whatever the case, and give them a heads up, you know. And there's been a lot of times where people are like, you know, hey, you know, I was on my way to Walmart to get these fucking gift cards. Yeah. And you just called me and told me that the whole thing was a scam. Like, how'd you know? And he's like, I'm tracking everything they're doing right now, like real time. So this guy has saved a lot of people, man. And just imagine the people that he can't help, though.
I know. And that's, again, like we said, it's sad. And, you know, you hear about a lot of people that fall victim to fraud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And fraud has been around for, you know, it started with snake oil. Remember, right? The snake oil.
Yeah.
You know, a guy standing out there selling an elixir cure-all.
Yeah.
Gather around. Come see my new cure-all elixir. Yeah. It'll cure herpes and it'll get rid of your peg leg and it'll this and it'll grow your
it'll
hair
make your
and
dick
all this
bigger.
Kind of shit. Yeah, bigger. And they would just sell people the world, and people, that's where the term like snake oil came from. Because
don't have a little splash of this?
Yeah, might as well.
It's pretty fucking good. Thank you, Dustin and Michelle.
So now you're getting all these folks that are kind of fighting against that, which is fucking rad, and shutting people down. And
well, and there's people who have the ability to do that, right? So like, I don't care where you learn how to hack. I'm just glad that you know how.
I'm glad you know more than I do.
Yeah, because I will never, not ever, give anybody access to my computer because they can lock you out of your accounts.
Yeah.
They can get on there and see all your passwords and stuff. So anybody who's thinking like, oh, I'm going to fuck with these people, the people who actually put them on their computers and let them have access know exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
I do not. I will not take it further than the phone call. I do not know enough about what they're capable of. And I've had phone calls from numbers that are similar to mine. So I don't know if while I'm on the phone, they're able to hack my number to use it to call other people. I have no idea.
Well, how many times have you gone on Facebook and somebody puts up a post and they're like, don't open a friend request for me.
Yes.
A very dear friend of mine, actually, it's funny we say this. A dear friend of mine, Bob, that I used to work with, Bob Fields, passed away.
Yeah.
And then I got a fucking friend request.
From Bob?
From Bob.
From the other side.
From Bob, from the other side. But it's funny we talk about scammers. Bob Fields got like Bernie Madoff'd.
Really?
Yes. So Bob was a former NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
He played for the Rams in the 70s, made a lot of money, got out, and got a financial planner.
Mm.
And the fucking financial planner had a gambling problem. And the financial planner, Bob lost a huge amount of his money. And the guy went to court. It was a much smaller, but it was millions and millions of dollars. The guy was a financial planner for his own mother, his own sister.
Jesus.
His own, like, family members, and he lost all of their money. And Bob spoke at the trial, and Bob was a newscaster, very well spoken, very outspoken, very large man, and went on a rant and rave, but he got dollars, I should say pennies on the dollar back for what he lost, and he lost a tremendous amount of money.
I bet. That sucks for him. There's no such thing as a shortcut.
No.
There's no fucking guy out there who won the lottery who's going to give you $10 million if you send him $2,000.
No.
It is not a fucking thing. If it sounds too good to be true, that's because it is.
Yeah.
That's a real, that's a saying for a fucking reason.
Yes, exactly.
So don't think that there's a shortcut, man. There's not. If there was, I would have found it. I for sure would have fucking found it. I promise. There's no shortcuts, man. You gotta fucking grind. You gotta start your own business. You gotta do your own thing. You have to figure out ways to make money. Nobody's handing it over.
Well, and figure out ways to protect your money.
And yeah, and be smart. Be very smart, because even the banking system, right? Like, if you have $100,000 in the bank, which not everybody does, but let's just hypothetically, you have $100,000 in the bank. Your bank has given you 1%.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe one in change.
Yeah. But if you invest that into a CD that you're like, hey, I put a 5-year. Put a 5-year CD.
Huh?
High growth CD, 10%.
10%, yeah.
10%. And that's not asking for anything that's crazy. They actually have 10% fucking yields, you know, and do that.
Yeah, made 10 grand.
Yeah. You made 10 grand fucking for nothing, for letting your money sit there when it was sitting in the bank. The bank's just loaning it against...
They're making money off your money.
They're making money 100%. And if you don't think the bank is making money off of your money, you're a fucking clown.
The oldest scam in the book.
Yeah.
Speaking of scammers.
Yeah. The banks are the biggest scammers on the planet, man. Oh, yeah. So they will loan out your money for car loans, for house loans, for everything, because when your money is in the bank, it's digital. It's not. I don't know if you've ever gone to the bank and asked them for $10,000. They're like, mm-mm, you can't have that.
Nope.
Like, you have to call 2 weeks in advance so we can have the cash here. Banks no longer need to have your cash on hand. So you look at your bank account on your phone. That is a figment of your imagination that you have that much money in there.
I'll tell you a funny exercise before we you know, kill this bitch.
Yeah.
I had a guy, and it was a group thing, and he was like teaching us about financial planning, that kind of stuff. And he had a $100 bill.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "How much is this worth?" He's holding a $100 bill up. He goes, "How much is this worth?" And we go, $100. He goes, "No, it's not." He goes, "This isn't worth anything." And he goes, "Come here, take this from me." And he hands it to somebody. And as soon as he handed it to him, he goes, "Now it's worth $100.
Right.
And then he goes, "How much is that bill in your hand?" And they go, "It's $100. He goes, "No, it's not. That's just a piece of paper."
That's a piece of paper.
He goes, "That money isn't worth anything until it's used in a transaction."
Right.
He goes, "You could have a pocket full of $100 bills. They're not worth shit."
Yeah.
Until you actually use them for a transaction. Yeah. So understand your money.
Yeah.
And that was his thing. And that's something he told us, I was 17 years old.
Right.
This is fucking 26 years ago, and I can play that memory in my mind.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. So pay attention to your shit.
Yes.
Google any fucking scammers. If it's too good to be true, not. And still, that first guy that called me from the FBI, you haven't raided my house yet.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
I'm waiting, dude. Now I got some new toys, so come on, let's play.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and if you're bored, fuck with them. I love to fuck with them because if you know better, then you're killing their time and they can't call somebody else. And they're not calling your grandma or your parents or you know, people who might fall for it. They're dealing with you who knows better. And I would rather eat their fucking time than have them get lucky and hit somebody else.
Well, and tell them if they want gift cards,
text
them and be like, "Well, I could only get McDonald's gift cards."
Have you seen the one where the guy uploads his own gift cards to his own Apple thing and then spends the money while the scammer's watching him? He's like, "I got these gift cards for you." He's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "I'm spinning it."
So, hey, if you're good on a computer, man, be that guy. Be that guy.
Be that hero. And, be that cyber warrior.
Yeah, man. And if you are on the other side, if you're a hacker who gets to fuck with scammers, I would love to have you on the show.
Oh, that'd be dope.
It'd be fucking cool. So we'll put out our feelers and try to get some of those guys to tell us some of their, because they have crazy stories, bro. I watch their fucking videos for hours and fucking die at the shit that these guys are telling and selling and fucking doing.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. So we'll try to get some of those guys on here and we'll try to mix up our guests, man, so we get some interesting people on here.
Yeah, absolutely. And DM us if you got like we've said, we've done it for a fucking long time. Like, if you have a good idea for a topic, come on the show, bring a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
And we're going to put you out here. We're going to fucking
bottle of whiskey and an idea.
Yeah.
So the kid I was riding around with, Bryce, he was like, "So it costs somebody to be on your show?" And I said, "A bottle of whiskey." He's like, "So it costs, you know, so I guess you're bringing Jack?" And I was like, "You bring whatever you want." I said, not Jack, sorry. We already have a Jack. We got a Johnny fucking Frostbite over here. But I said, otherwise, it costs me money to have you on my show. And I don't like you that much.
No.
So you want to be on the show, you know, and he's a good guy, man. I really dig this kid. But he, you know, he was razzing me up about it. And I was like, "I didn't even invite you to the show, you motherfucker." Like,
but hey, I'll put this out here to counterpoint to him. Dustin and Michelle have now sent us two bottles of whiskey from Washington. They have purchased said whiskey.
Yeah.
Then mailed said whiskey with a...
with a note.
Funny fucking note.
I appreciate them. I can't wait to meet them.
And they haven't even been on the show.
Yeah.
So come on, you cheap ass motherfuckers. Yeah. Greg bought a bottle of whiskey, came on the show.
Yeah.
Carlos gave us a gallon of fucking bullet. Like, people have...
David brought us a bottle.
David brought us whiskey. Damien had wine.
My favoritist barber, Michelle.
Yes.
Gave us a bottle.
She hasn't been on here
yet. She hasn't been on here.
So, no, you fucking slip dick motherfuckers. Buy some whiskey.
Yeah, you fucking cheap bastard.
It's like $40 for a decent bottle.
You like, look, if you listen to this, and we're way episodes in, dude, by the time this thing comes out, who fucking knows how far we'll be, but
yeah,
we have been buying our own whiskey minus the bottles that have been sent to us. So I don't want to hear anybody say like, oh man, I gotta spend $40 to come hang out. Like, no, you have to spend $100 to come hang out, fucking cocksucker. Yeah. And you gotta order pizza, so fuck off.
Cry me a fucking river.
We're gonna change the fucking parameters. You gotta have a bottle of whiskey, an idea, and food. Yeah.
You're gonna feed me and booze me and then leave me alone.
Yeah, daddy wants to eat, all right, you motherfucker. Bring donuts. So alright, man, let's circle back to the end of this one and we'll put a fucking cork in it.
Yeah, let's stop her up.
Dustin and Michelle, I appreciate the shit out of you guys.
Dude, another home run from Dustin and Michelle.
Yeah, you guys are fucking more than welcome. Anytime you want to come out, anytime you need a place to stay. I don't know how to cook, but I have wine. And no, you can't have any.
I just want to look at the bottle.
No, fuck off. my brother over here is slamming Coors
Light. Brotherly fucking free. Don't even look at it. Don't even. He's on my side, but I'm not touching you.
Yeah. So, so hey, man, just watch out, man, and help your friends too, man. If you have a friend who's gullible,
yes,
fucking make sure that your friends know better, because not everybody knows about all the scams that go around, and a lot of people get worried because something sounds official.
Yeah, it's not. No. It's not the FBI calling you. It's not the IRS calling you. It's not some giant government entity that's calling you.
No. It is a fucking scam. Yeah,
you're going to fall for it.
And if they don't sound like they're from anywhere near you, that's because they're not. If they're calling you from the land of Chicago,
they've never had a hot dog in their life. Don't take that call.
Yeah, don't take that call. Don't believe their bullshit. So just be careful out there, man. We laugh and we joke about this, man, but like I said, it is a billion-dollar organization, and it happens.
It exists for a reason.
Yeah, so be careful out there. Don't fucking don't send your money to the Nigerian prince. And if anybody calls you and says that you have to pay for something with gift cards, that right there should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And if you have good I fucked with a scammer stories, let me know. Write us, because I'll read your stories on this podcast.
I'm down. Oh, one thing I want to say too, you motherfuckers. Sorry that I didn't realize that sus was suspicious? For suspicious and not suspect. So Hobby and Ben, thank you for fucking pointing that out to me. Further proof that I don't slaughter the King's English and I don't speak no slang.
Yeah, that is fucking proof that that Jack did not know what the fuck was going on.
Sorry that I'm fucking college educated and I don't speak like an inbred fucking tool.
Yeah, sorry, you motherfuckers.
Regardless.
So real quick, man. So real quick, man. We
don't shake your fucking head at me.
Fuck off.
No, fuck you, dude.
Jeremy's over here being judgy as shit. Fucking Trinity asshole.
Like, look at you, fucking ditch digger, telling me how to fucking speak. I love you, bud. I'm sorry. Yeah,
get fucked. Get fucked, bud. Hey. So we are, man. We're having too good of a time. We're looking to do a live episode.
Yes.
I don't know that we'll record it, so I don't know that there will be history of it, but if you get on the live, we'll interact with you, and we'll motherfuck you guys all day and up and down, and answer your questions and talk and have fun and put on something that you guys will get to see exclusively. So make sure you follow the social medias. I think we'll go live on Instagram.
Yeah, so
maybe TikTok too, because TikTok, we have a lot of followers. Or YouTube. Ooh, YouTube would be cool too.
We'll figure it out. I don't know.
Look for the fucking social media posts.
Our handlers will tell us when we can do this. Yes. Then we'll fucking do it.
And if you're looking for a vacation, JJ, you can hit all my socials and JJ answers them all. So if you're looking for a vacation, JJ's travel agency, she owns whatever.
Yeah.
Travel with us, TWUvacations.com. She has a Facebook page too, I'm sure, and a fucking, but I'm not advertising your shit on my fucking podcast. No, I'm kidding. Wow. I'm kidding. She's going to edit that out. She's going to be like, fuck you, Jarrett. So if I have a fucked up mic again, it's JJ's fault. No, TWUvacations.com, TWUvacations on Instagram. Check in on your friends, man. It's important. If your friends, you know your friends, and if they tell you like, no, I'm fine and this and that, like, poke and prod a little bit, man. Get them, talk to your friends, man, because you never know what somebody's going through.
Don't be afraid to push a little harder. I'm terrible at this because somebody asked me, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, 100%.
That's my immediate response, and it's sometimes wrong.
It's a load of shit. So
yeah, so
you know, and we're not immune to this shit, man. We fucking live this life. We're two dudes. Oh, so yeah. Checking on your friends, man. And
yes, sir.
And if you're my dad, you should probably check in on me.
did you
Johnny Frostbite, you fucker?
Hey, let's bury this hooker.
Yes. Ready?
Yep.
Dig. Hey, ditch digger. Jeremy looks at me right away. Dig. Dig. Dig.
Get the overtime.
Oh, man, you pussy.
And I worked overtime.
I'm proud of you.
Good for you, brother.
I'm proud of you.
It was me and the other fucking guy, and he's 70, so I did all the work.
Oh,
did you fuck up my whole house walking through this fucking filthy?
No, this shit stuck to me.
Ooh, JJ's gonna hit him with a phone.
Oh, for sure.
I know. I washed it clean yesterday too.
That's bad. He's like, juju. Fucking stomping. All right, whatever. We're fucking done. All right, yep. Hey, thanks for coming out to another episode of Shattered Wisdom.
Yeah,
I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack,
and we are here for your fucking entertainment. Happy Monday, motherfuckers.
Bye.